Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
And Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
And Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, everybody.
I would like a round of applause for not popping my bee. Yay, Becky. Anyway, are we live? Are you seeing us on the YouTube?
I don't know. Are we?
I see us.
Okay. I don't know what's happening.
Do we have to do the intro again?
No, it's just me.
Oh, Stacy applauded for you.
Yay! Yeah. Listen, I'm having a moment over here with the iPad. Apparently, the technology is above me tonight.
So, as you know, I've been having computer issues because I refuse to upgrade any of my technology. My phone is dying. My laptop is like 7 years old. I will not upgrade until it's like literally critical. So my laptop doesn't hold a battery charge anymore at all unless it's like plugged in constantly. So like I've been, you know, I work in technology, so I know the proper way to do things, and it is not what I do. I like slam my keyboard and yell at it a lot, and like, you know,
Lindsay, what kind of computer is it?
It's a MacBook Air from 2019 or 2020.
Leah, weren't you having similar issues with your MacBook too?
Mine is not, the battery does not stay. My battery life is not great.
Can you replace the battery and still save the computer?
I don't know. I asked Charlie and he was explaining how batteries work, and he's like, you should know this. And I was like, well, how do you know how batteries work?
I think you can change the battery, but honestly, like, it's rare that I'm not near a computer.
Well, because like I know Michael has fixed batteries on PC laptops for different people.
I think you can change it on the Mac.
But I don't know how the Mac works.
My problem is I use the same charger for my iPad, so I don't leave it on the charger all the time. It wouldn't be a problem if I had a separate charger for my iPad.
Anyway, we have like a bajillion chargers in our house. So
yeah, right before the episode, Charlie pokes his head in and is just making sure things are going well and I'm not banging on my computer trackpad. He's like, you're just making sure everything's going well, and I'm like, yes, I'm not banging on the trackpad. So fine.
Actually, my phone is not keeping a charge super well either anymore. So
I didn't either.
But I was scrolling the T-Mobile site, and I think Michael and I can get free ones
after this last update. Just heads up, there's like a little tutorial on things you need to turn back off that are draining your battery. I had to do it with mine too, so there's a whole host of things.
Oh, I don't think I did the last update.
Yeah, so if you, I don't know if it, I think it was this last one, but yeah, double check because it turns some things
back on
or something.
I do have those stupid like see-through buttons now.
Oh, I hate it.
Oh, I filter. I mess with that.
But I like, too.
My phone is so
too
old.
Lazy.
The battery. No, Jenny, we do not want to be the green person in the chat.
No, we're not getting Androids. That's just
all long well invested in Apple.
Honestly, like I don't think I could use an Android. Like my mom has one, and I don't know how to use it.
I don't like it.
My mother-in-law has
all
one.
In
same
the cloud, and I'm not moving it to another cloud.
Well, I have so much shit in the cloud.
Yeah,
like I am a Mac person. I am never returning to anything else.
It's too complicated at this point.
Yeah.
I know, seriously.
I have a regular PC laptop, but then I have iPhones. I have both, so I'm just all over the place.
Stacy says she's also an Android user despite her name.
Oh.
Okay. So we are not here to talk about how to fix your PC. We are not a tech show. But at least we're not talking about the weather.
Hey, you know.
No weather updates, Leah. I will say we have gotten tons of feedback from last Wednesday's episode. Everybody really enjoyed J.R. Ward and having an author live. She was a phenomenal interview and just wild.
She was,
yeah.
So next week we have another author. It's kind of nice to sprinkle the authors back
in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Stick with us for the next little while, because we're going to give you some enchanting details as we go into our book this week that we all read, and now we're going to review it.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Well, my back itched for a moment, so I had to itch my back. Sorry. I'm a hot mess over here, Leah.
I had to ask. I'm
Okay. I
sorry.
had to
I
itch my
lost the
back.
dock.
Okay. Who wants to read the details?
Not me. I just
I can read them.
stout here.
Can you read the
Okay,
details?
so things to know before we start. We read The Proposal by Adriana Locke. It is part of the Brewer Family series. This is the series starter, if that is important to anybody besides Amanda. The release date was August 14th, 2023. So it is a little bit older, which I didn't realize it was as old as it is. And the tropes are wake up married, friends to lovers, brother's best friend, family series. It is told in dual first person point of view. And the audio narrators, if you read or listened, were John Lane and Avery Karras. And then you can find it in KU and it is an Audible exclusive. Did you like the audiobook? Because I like both of those
I
narrators.
did enjoy the audiobook. I thought it was pretty well done. I have other complaints, which, have nothing to do with the audiobook. There were things. There were things. Okay, it's also rugby romance, but the
Yeah, we
amount of
didn't read that
rugby
down.
that was mentioned, is it
Well,
rugby?
because like
It's
they're
not
not.
really. I mean, it is
It's.
rugby, but it's like more adjacent than anything.
That's
I
what I
mean,
was
they're
gonna say. It
both
was
like
like the
basically getting
hockey episode we
retired.
just talked about. It's rugby,
Yeah.
it like sports adjacent because he is a professional rugby player, but there is
Yeah.
no rugby had.
Well, and I know when she marketed this book, she was like, "Oh, I'm writing a rugby hero. It's a rug," and I feel like that's a really big stretch.
Yeah.
And you'll notice
He's
we didn't
also
put sports romance in the tropes.
no. I
Because
don't know.
again,
So
it's just his job.
yeah.
But it's really, I mean, he's not even in season yet, and then he retires before they ever play. So it's like, other than him having to deal with the team and contract dynamics, like a little bit, I mean, there's no rugby.
No, not
So,
really. There is talk of
I mean,
rugby.
he's barely a rugby player in the course
Yeah.
of this book because it takes place over 2 weeks, for one. It
Yeah.
is a really short
Maximum.
timeline. It
Well,
is a really short timeline. And then the other thing that, like, I'm gonna complain too.
thank you. I'm glad I'm not
That's what we're
alone.
here for.
He is like touted immediately as this like bad boy, and like he's not a bad boy at all. He's
No, he
like
was really sweet. Yeah.
emotionally he has family trauma that has like resulted in him not wanting relationships. But how is this boy a bad boy? He not.
Okay,
Well,
so
and like
that kind of bad boy stigma thing reminds me of the Meghan Quinn book I hate. Well, one of the many of hers I hate.
Which
And
one?
then let me just like I'm gonna go back all the way to like the was it Neon Gods by like Katie Robert, where like he's literally Hades and he's like the most vanilla.
Yes.
Like if you're a bad boy, like you're very vanilla for a bad
No
boy.
professional b baseball player is going to all of a sudden stop eating triple hamburgers to eat a black bean burger and brush his teeth with a bamboo toothbrush. It's
Is that from the
bullshit.
Meghan Quinn book?
Yes.
That is from one
Okay.
of the Meghan
Yeah.
Quinn. It's
Yes.
from,
I
yeah.
know the, yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
He
That
was
one
like
made
a
me
bad
ragey.
boy.
It was at that moment that
Just.
I knew I hated Meghan Quinn. That
Oh,
was the
no.
moment when he brushed his teeth with the bamboo toothbrush and became a vegan for her. Oh, the fuck you did not.
You can do vegan well. That was not it.
Okay.
Just.
I was trying to go through the tropes because here was my other issue. The fake element felt very thin. Like it was a stretch
Well, there
to
wasn't
believe
anything
that.
fake about it. It was
Because the
fake and it
attraction
was
was never in
translucent.
doubt. But they
No.
tried to like fake it a little, you know what I
It
mean?
was
Like,
like it was convenience more than fake, almost kind of, right?
Well,
Because
like they
it
woke up married
benefited
and
them
then.
both, kind of.
But you figure like they stayed together because also, what was the big scandal of that he had in Australia? Oh, wait, no, I remember
You
now.
brought
There
up
was that. He
Australia.
took a picture of his
She refers to
junk.
Australia like it's a city.
Yeah,
It's not a
that
fucking
was
city.
weird.
It's a whole continent and a country, not a city. Like,
Yeah.
Australia, while not as big as the United States,
It's still fairly
it's
large.
fairly freaking large.
Is taking a picture of your junk really bad boy?
Well, and then he got in a fight, and there was another situation in a hotel room, which
Well,
ended
but
up
the
not being
problem
his
here
fault.
is,
Yeah.
but when you
What's bad
find out
boy?
about why he got in the fight, you're
Yeah.
like, dude, that's like a valid reason for getting in the fight.
Yeah, but I mean, you all know how it goes with media spin.
Well, yes, this is true. But
Headlines and
still,
all
if you're a
that,
bad
so.
boy, you're a bad boy, and he's not a bad boy. No, like, yeah,
Bad boy in
not
the
at all.
media. I give his
Yeah.
bad boyness one bamboo toothbrush.
Ow.
I love it. How bad of a bad boy? Like, what is the scale, though?
I think a bad boy doesn't even brush his freaking teeth. No, I don't mean
Well, that's
that,
disgusting. Yeah, that's gross.
but
Like,
a bad
honestly, I
boy.
may not change my clothes for days, but I brush my teeth religiously.
No,
Same.
I don't know. Bad boy uses like plastics, non-recyclable. He throws his
We've gone
cans
way too far in
in
this
the trash
metaphor.
can. He doesn't recycle. Is bad boy even real words anymore?
Right.
I mean, it depends on who you're asking, Stacey.
So a lot of stuff here, like there was these build-ups and these tropes, and I went in expecting certain things. And a lot of it really felt surface level.
I didn't expect anything because I literally didn't read anything about this book. I didn't read
You
the
just went
epilogue
in.
either. I was just like, cool, I'm done. Like, this is fine.
Well, so Becky and I were talking about this a little bit today when we were like on a work call. And I haven't read Adriana for a while. Like, I enjoy her books, but they're mac and cheese. Like, they're just there's like the characters are their characters are good, the story is okay, like the writing is sound, like there's not errors or anything like that. I didn't really like there's not plot holes that are like glaring.
No, I love a Wake Up Married, right? And I like when a Wake
Yeah,
Up
I do
Married
too.
has a little bit of obstacles they have to overcome that, really put them to some test. And can they make it work? Can they make it, move forward? And I love those stories. And this one, the first 60%, just was underwhelming. Like, I never felt like we had real obstacles to get over.
No, because you figure like they're in Vegas celebrating her birthday, and the guys show up, and then it just kind of goes from there. I mean, really, Brock, and Ella, like they seem to have more obstacle than our main characters did.
Because I think about
And
what's Jocelyn's Soto or yeah, Jocelyn Soto, right?
they're yeah,
which one?
Blue Line?
No, the one where they wake up married in Vegas, the mafia one.
Oh, this powerful? No.
It's book one.
It's book one and the loss. Anyway,
I can see it, but I forget the name.
Yeah, I'm gonna
that
look it up
one
because it's gonna bug me.
in
They're
the
like
cartel books,
childhood
right?
Yeah.
friends or something, and
Yeah, I mean, they don't really know each other. They end up married. She goes home back to teaching and he shows up on her doorstep. Like, I guess I like it when they stayed in Vegas, I felt like
Vicious
too longer.
Union.
Vicious union.
I think too, part of it, when I started this book, it felt like, they were already at 100 on like the flirting level because they had this history with each other, which you kind of get over the course of the relationship or whatever, like how long they've known each other, when they met, and all this other stuff. But like they're at 100, like immediately, like the flirting, the whatever, it almost felt like there should have, like I should have met them in another book. You know what I
Well,
mean?
and that's the thing, like the relationship is like essentially like they just hadn't crossed those lines yet.
Yeah, but
Like
it
they've
felt
talked,
very like
it felt genuine though at the same
it
time.
did. I think for like maybe, just to point out that Becky wanted, like a little bit more like mystery or
Well, because
whatever
when we
or
do, because
obstacle.
honestly, when you do a Wake Up Married, you want it to be like they're enemies or they don't know each other and they
Yeah.
just met, like, or things like that. And so, like the Jamie Albright, like rom-com, like they didn't know each other before they got married. And like, I mean, granted, she runs away, and so like he has to track her down, but it's like there's that like element of like him tracking her down to it. Like this one, they wake up, like they're all still together, like they kind of deal with the fallout all together. Like there's no like separation to any of
Did
it.
anyone else feel like Blakely was a little unfinished?
She was very young and very immature, and what did she even do for a job? Like she
Yeah, I'm
said she
not
was
like she worked at the
transitioning in the
record.
record company.
I don't even
But
know.
what, yeah. What was her position though?
I think
'Cause
it was
like we
like
know like she.
brand or band management, some kind of like management position when she was transitioning to a different section. I
Yeah,
forget
'cause
what the
she had
exact
gotten
full
a
title was. Yeah.
promotion. Which so I mean that part of it didn't bug me, but she was a very young 30. But at the same time, when you like think back, like she, their mom died when she was 17, and her brother raised her, but he's not the most
But don't you
mature dude
know?
either.
But okay, so Ren's PA Astrid, their banter was sharper.
I
Together, they
liked
were more
Astrid. I
entertaining.
too.
They were more dynamic early on. I wish we had had more of Astrid's personality
Yeah.
into Blakely and make
Yeah.
her, because I feel like that would have made her a whole character.
Yeah. Yeah. They also needed to take out so much of the Brock and Ella plotline because, like, every step, like, there's just their step for step through the whole story. And I just felt like there's a difference between leaving crumbs for a book and then like overpowering the interest.
Well, but
Yeah.
Brock and Ella, I don't think,
Because
get a
they don't have a
book.
book. This is their HEA in this book.
Well, we didn't need all that. But no, I don't disagree, but I'm just saying, like, I think she did it the way she did is because she wasn't giving them a book.
Yeah, and I think like, and I talk about this all the time that I like it when you get like a secondary romance like in a Nora Roberts book, but those are like big saga books. Like you're getting a lot of information and you can always tell when the other relationship is like secondary. This one felt more like a main couple character, like Lindsay said, you know, it was step for step, like every step they were progressing in their relationship as well.
And one of the things I really do like about an Adriana Locke book is she does not overwrite them, right? Like for as being, she is a KU author, and sometimes we get KU author books, and they're 400 freaking pages and they did not need to be. She writes a tight story. This was what, like 260 pages?
284.
260. Was it that long? I
Yeah, I'm
was thinking it was like
looking.
262 or something like that.
It maybe without the like if you took out the back matter or something probably,
Okay.
but the Kindle the Amazon says 284.
284, which so this was like our perfect length of book, right? We like right around that 300 pages, and it read her. So Adriana Locke is a quality writer. Her pacing is always really good. There are no giant plot holes. She can tell a story. I just didn't feel like these characters landed like some of her others. Like I love her Mason family or her Landry family,
I like
even.
her Landry's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, there's some spicy, spicy scenes in those Landry books that are like
I thought we
amazing. I
got good
like
spice here too, though.
we did get the good spice, and I like how she kind of like pulled in the other series without really pulling them in because you figure
You
Blakely
didn't think
works for
some of their
Mason's,
spice
like
was a
she
little
talked about the
awkward?
Landry's.
You didn't think some of their spice was a little awkward?
I did
Thank
actually,
you.
because like
I'm like, what did
she.
I read something different?
No, I mean, I didn't think their spice was like necessarily awkward, but I thought like their dialogue around it was weird
Yeah.
because like
Oh, yeah.
they get married and then like
It
they
was
basically
the
decide that over
cutie
3 months
nickname
that she's
also.
going to get pregnant with her with his baby. And I'm like,
Yeah.
just like you're 30. Like you don't, I mean, it's not like you have all the time in the world, but like it's not like you gotta get pregnant tomorrow.
You're
Like
not geriatric till 35.
Well, I mean, she's
Yeah.
probably also too. She lost her mom young, so there's probably
Yeah.
that, you
I
know.
mean, there is that.
There
And
was
she
a
didn't
lot
want a
of
lot of kids,
pressure when
but
I
I
was
just felt
30.
like her, like specifically the dialogue around the spice highlighted like character inconsistencies for her because like she at the end is like, I want 4 kids. And it's like, okay, well, what was your plan? You were gonna have one kid with this guy, and then how are you gonna get the rest? Yeah.
Like, Like, and she was like, the whole point of them getting married and like having that wild night in Vegas was that she was gonna get her shit together tomorrow, and she like
And she doesn't really get her shit together.
her critical thinking skills prevent her from having anything together, honestly. Like, I'm just like, how? Like, how are you gonna do that? I didn't
I know.
dislike her. I just was like, this is very, very poorly thought out.
Very
Well,
surface.
and that bring, you know, that's back to my Australia issue. It was too broad, it was too wide. Like saying he's from Australia is like saying I'm from the United States, but really you mean New York City. And
Okay, she also
also,
went.
rules for football in Australia, the rugby is actually kind of different because it's Australian rules rugby, which is not the rugby they play in the US. Anyway.
I just want to say, like, this book also took place over 2 weeks, and it starts in Vegas, and then she goes to Australia, and then she comes back
Yeah.
to Nashville, and then
Nobody
she
does
goes
that
to
in 2 weeks.
Vegas again. Like,
It's a lot of traveling in 2 weeks.
this girl's so jet lagged, she doesn't know what's up. Like,
I mean, maybe that's the
and she is at the
problem.
very end, which was funny. I was like, you're just now feeling it after she breaks her hand on his dad's face.
I'm just like, you would have
Oh,
spent a
yeah, that
solid
was
6 days at least of this timeline jet lagged. Like,
Yeah, for sure.
and how do you make
Yeah.
it through a day without coffee? I'm like, honestly, I would have been delirious and
Yeah.
so caffeinated that like all of my decision making that was poor could have been attributed to that alone.
Like, I
Like,
would not like to see me without caffeine. Like, I'm bad enough with it. Like, I can't even imagine what my day would be like
Yeah.
without it.
Well, you talked about like her breaking her hand on his dad. I felt like the book is saved in that last 40%. When
Yeah, it
the
was good.
family
The last.
dynamic imp it improves the engagement of reading. The Brewer family setup feels compelling because there are some siblings I would like to read their books. It is the book is written clearly to launch a series.
And I think that's a big
And
part
it
of
did
like the
hook.
way that it like and the dynamic of the siblings and like Tate and just the fact that like he's such a I'm gonna follow Tate and things like that. So it's like you really want to get Tate's book. Tate, I don't think is next though.
Now
I
Jason
like
is next. I
Jason's
want
next, yeah.
Fox's book, which is
Well,
separate. And
Fox
he
has a
has a
book and
book.
he is with Bianca, the sister.
Oh, do they? I was trying to
Yeah,
look, and then I lost where I was.
they're in
Okay.
Fox's family series because I was
Okay.
looking.
Yeah, it's
So
separate.
Foxy gets a book. I did like his character too.
Yeah, and is this part of the new series or it's
Foxcar
No,
is
the
in the Carmichael series.
Carmichael's
Oh,
isn't
okay.
the new
Carmichael.
one.
Okay. Carmichael is the previous one to this one. Okay.
And
But I
then,
think they had to have overlapped because Fox
yeah.
and Bianca were not together in this series.
Okay.
And then they did mention the Landrys at some point. So like she's got, her world is
So
intertwined,
what she
which I
typically will
like.
do is the last book in a previous, so the Landrys launches the Masons. The sister from the Landrys goes to the Masons in the small town. The Masons launched, I think they launched the Carmichaels. It's the youngest sister in the Mason family ends up the first book in the Carmichael series.
So I wonder if one of the Mason books kind of mentions her and you get more of her in it because she works for them. Because
It,
I
that could be
felt
it.
like we're jumping into people like I felt like I should know. You know what I mean? I mean, I didn't mind it because you get, she tells you enough of what's going on in the backstory and whatever, but like that immediate, like I felt like I should know these people already and I didn't. You know what I mean?
And I think that that is how Adriana or how she writes.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I mean, it's a hook. You want to keep reading. You want to go to the next story. You've teased these people, these multiple families, and no, I get it. I wonder if like maybe we got more of her
Oh no, I'm
dynamic
sorry. The Mason
in a
so
different book.
Masons to Carmichael, and then Carmichael to Brewer, and now she's
Well,
on the Landry family security.
but
But
she was writing Carmichael's and Brewer's at the same time because the first Carmichael book came out, but then the first Brewer book. And so, like,
okay.
books 5 of Carmichael's was November of 23. So, like,
Okay.
she kind of like hopped back and
Overlapped.
forth a little bit.
Yeah.
But
But
I will say, like, the fact that like all these characters get a book pretty much is like one of the things I like about the KU world authors. It's something like you are basic, it's fan service is essentially what it is. Like, you're gonna get a book for every character you want, or HEA for every character you're interested in. And that is something I really like. And you don't have to wait 10 years for it.
No, and I do like, I feel like Adriana Locke's books, yes, is there probably a bit of a formula? Absolutely. But I can binge her series and I'm not ragey at book four or five.
No, because all, but like she has a variety of styles in which her
So she
characters
reminds me a lot of
are.
how Aurora Rose Reynolds writes. She gives us a lot of instant connections, a lot of those instant. And again, when you drop into a different Aurora Rose Reynolds book, you kind of, the way she writes it, it's like we should know these characters, right? Even if you're new to her books.
But at the same time, like you're not overwhelmed by the characters on the
Yeah, and I
page.
wasn't mad about it. It just felt like, like
You're
I
like,
should maybe have met
wow,
her them before, you know what I
but
mean?
it teases you enough with those characters that you want to go back and find out more about them too. I will say though, the fact that he called her cutie bugged me.
Oh.
I hated it.
Yeah, I
Okay.
didn't love it.
I don't even remember that. Like, I read the book. I just don't even remember
No,
that.
like seriously, like the first time like he comes up to her, like when there's like the girls are lounging, he says, "Hey, cutie." And I'm like, "Oh my God, she's not a Mandarin Orange."
Oh, but can we talk about how, like, Brock gets really mad that they get together and he's like, the whole purpose of the birthday trip was for him to get with her best friend?
But
Brock made me a little
they've had
angry.
a long
He's a complete
relationship. But
douchebag.
also, like, if you are a dude dating your sister's best friend, shut the fuck up when she is like wants to do your best friend.
But he like punches him.
Well,
He
yeah.
like acts all out. Oh, you know what I do love? Like, just shout out to whatever the llama situation was at the wedding. Like, I love
I
that that
like the
was the one
llama.
detail that she remembered from her Vegas wedding.
But
Like,
then
that
the
was.
llama traveled with them too.
Yeah.
And then one point she's like, "Fox, you take the llama," and he was
Yeah.
so mad.
She keeps calling him
I really
Foxy.
like Fox so
Foxy.
much.
I like Foxy a lot. I like a really stoic guy like that, though.
Yeah, I think I was like a little bit, I was annoyed with her brother until it, like, the whole thing about what's going on with him medically comes out. And then I was like, okay, that makes sense. Like, and then once he realizes that, that Ren is actually like in love with her pretty much, like he gets over it. He didn't want him to like sleep with her when he was sleeping with other people,
Well,
you
and I
know?
think the biggest thing is like, because it even Ren even talks about it. Like, he doesn't like jump from girl to girl to girl to girl. Like, it's not an ongoing thing, but he gets bored with them really easily. And I think that was part of the thing with Brock too. It's that like he saw that side of it, and like he wanted better for his sister. Not that he didn't think Ren was a good guy, but I do think like his like emotional like kerfluffle of sorts was like not helping the situation.
This is just a lot to happen in 2 weeks with all that jet lag,
I can suspend belief that maybe a day is actually 48 hours long.
Because you figure they were on a plane for 18 hours to go to Australia and then they were there for a couple
Maybe it's a
days.
magical plane that gets them there super fast.
That's a
Like
good
the old
point. Well, like,
Concorde.
Literally,
they are on private
literally.
plane.
It
A
was
huge
private because
part of
Jason
the
was
timeline was
flying.
just the plane.
You what, Lindsay?
Like 2 days of the 2 week timeline was just being on the plane.
Okay, but we also have all come to realize that she obviously didn't do tons of research because Australia is not just one place.
It's a country,
It's a
Melissa.
country. You're jet lagged for 3 days when you go there, allegedly. I've never been.
It's a true story. Because you jump time zones.
I
I
mean,
mean,
that's true
through
because,
tomorrow. Like, you
right.
get there and it's like
like,
a whole.
yes, because you figure it is 11 o'clock in the morning there now,
Yeah,
or like
tomorrow.
noon. It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow
It's
already.
sunshiny and beautiful in summertime there.
It's
That's all.
beautiful
I'm
and
down for
sunshiny
days flying
there
across this country. Like,
in winter for them too.
we don't need to talk about winter.
We are getting 3 inches of snow this weekend.
Wait, what? You can have it.
Saturday to
I don't
Sunday.
want it.
I
Our snow
really
just fucking melted.
haven't had a winter at all this year. We got like
You
one
don't want it
snow, and it's
Lindsay.
been 60 degrees like all winter. It's weird. We're gonna have so many bugs this summer.
Look at Lindsay. She's deep in thought about the bugs.
I'm sorry about that, but I think our like week of negative killed everything.
So much mud. So
There's a
much
lot of mud.
mud. And here's the weather report, says Jenny. Shut up, Jenny. Nobody asked you.
I mean, it
Is it
was
an
bound to happen after
episode?
talking about time zones. I mean, come on
Is
now.
it an episode if we don't talk about the weather?
Right.
It
Can I
was
just
that
say one
damn
more thing about the
storm.
weather?
Yeah.
Do you know that the hottest it's ever been in Antarctica is only 43 degrees?
I did not know that,
I
but that
didn't.
is interesting.
But now I do know this.
Depressing.
The more you know.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's true. We need the
That's
rainbow.
why people only
if
go
we
in
had
summer.
a like if we had sounds effects, we could have had the twinkle, the of ding-a-linging across.
Ding-a-linging.
Ding-a-lings.
I got so hung up on the time zone thing and the jet
And the
lag.
jet
I was
lag.
just like, why is this not a tiny bit of the plot? Like, given that it takes 2 weeks, I'm like, this girl has no idea what's going on in this world. And she's not drinking enough coffee to make any decisions.
I don't think she's very well hydrated at all, to be
Well, I mean, she
honest.
keeps sleeping in the ice cream, so hopefully she's getting some kind of sugar
Also,
rush out
I
of
mean,
it.
the world. Okay, back to the food stuff. I forgot all about that.
I
She fell
think they
asleep in
honestly
ice
were
cream
just
twice. What is wrong with
like,
her?
first off, like, why is
She's
there a tub of
jet-lagged.
ice cream in your bed when you wake up?
Can I just
I don't
say
do
that I
anything
actually like
here.
forwarded the audiobook during those part that part?
They didn't use it at all. Like,
No,
they
it was
literally
just
just
she
fell
just slept
asleep
in
with the.
it. I know, but it was just sticky and gross, and it's a milk product.
Yeah.
It just,
I'm
I
just
had
saying that's
problems
where the
with
jet
that one.
lag's coming out.
But the first part, they didn't have. I mean, granted, they were super
I mean,
hungover,
anyway.
well, I mean, they did. I mean, they
Okay,
did cry a
who is
little bit.
eating ice cream after drinking that much? Like, how is that hotel room
Okay, that
not
feels
covered in
judgy, Lindsay. We do
milk
not
and
judge
alcohol and
people's.
that? Have you,
Yeah,
like,
because sometimes it calms your stomach.
yeah.
It's like drinking
And honestly,
Pepto-Bismol.
sometimes you just really want a blizzard when you're super drunk.
I mean, I have
I don't
DoorDashed
have a
Dairy
drunk
Queen
thing.
cupcakes. Have you had a Dairy Queen cupcake?
No,
It's ice
I
cream
just
cake, but cupcake
in a
size.
cup.
That's genius.
Yeah,
I want
you don't
one.
have to buy a whole damn ice cream cake. Not that I couldn't eat a whole damn ice cream
But see,
cake.
I would want that after a hike. I don't think there's any, like, I am,
Janelle,
it's
maybe it
Lindsay,
was
you're
dairy
drinking with the
free.
wrong
A
people.
drunk
Sleeper. I get drunk and I sleep. I don't eat. I hydrate and then I sleep.
You giggle also. I
Jenny
do.
says, I'm pretty sure I have done that exact thing at
I
Becky's.
did lose my shit over those cheese curds. I
Those were
did.
real good.
I'd never had them before. They've ruined my life.
I love
They're so
cheese
good.
curds.
Every time I see cheese curds, I'm like, oh, I must have these.
I love cheese curds too.
I'm a bit, okay, let's do our thumbs up, thumbs down, and then we can talk about books we rec, and then we can finish out the episode with food and weather reports. Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I'm gonna say thumbs up, because this was an easy read. It was quick. I mean, there were some inconsistencies or whatever, but I enjoyed it. I would read more in this series. I would read more from Adriana Locke, so I'll say thumbs
Was
up.
this your
Was this your
first?
first? It was.
Ooh.
Excellent. Okay, that's good to hear. Lindsay, thumbs up, thumbs down on the proposal.
Thumbs up. I enjoyed it. I have no complaints. I just nitpick for fun with this one.
Which we
There
love.
were complaints. I mean,
So many,
I do
but you
agree with a
still
lot of
enjoyed
what
it.
Becky said about like what I want
Yeah.
from a wake up married. Like my brain doesn't process this as like a Vegas wedding type book. Like I love those. That's my kryptonite.
Same.
So like pretty much if it's in the book, I'm probably gonna like it. But yeah, I actually it was good.
Okay. Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Mine's a thumbs up too. It was a nice, smooth, easy read. It was definitely a good one.
Yeah.
And it made me remember why I like Adriana's books.
Thumbs
And
up. It reads like category. It was pretty easy. The timeline didn't bug me. I just wanted some more obstacles in the beginning, but overall, like it was a quality story. There wasn't a moment, like I got so pissed off at like the Elsie Silver book where the parents never show up. Like there's nothing, she does
There's
write a,
lots of phone calls, text
yeah.
messages. Yeah.
She writes a really good tight story. So, I will absolutely go back, and I actually was looking at my Goodreads, and I need to go back and finish the Carmichaels. I read the first three, and I want to go finish those. So I liked them. I liked it
Yeah,
a
I need to
lot.
go back in. I haven't read her since The Masons.
I re haven't read her since The Landrys, and that was like early podcast
But
days.
I'd like to check out, she has the Landry Security, which is, do you guys remember the in the land, well, not Amanda because she hasn't read it. In the Landrys, the book one where he's running for governor, he has the bodyguard. So I think it's a book for him. And then he has like a security team, which
That'd be interesting.
feels kind of category-ish. Like, I think that's one of the things I like about Adriana. Her books are not overly long and they hit the beats of category.
And I think that's why the formula doesn't bother us, because category
Probably.
has a specific formula to
Yeah.
it.
Because
But
I.
also, like, so many of the authors that are like Adriana Locke have moved to like the trad, or
Yeah, the
not like the
hybrid
trad
type
pub, but like
stuff.
more
Yeah.
of a trad pub. So, like, we don't get a lot of authors that release books like this. Like, I mean, we still get like Sawyer Bennett and Erin Nicholas, and I mean, there are still some, but like so many of them that wrote like really good, consistent quality KU books like this have moved away from that.
Yeah.
So I agree. I was really excited about it. I was like, oh, there's a lot of her stuff I haven't read that I wouldn't mind diving back into, because it is just like easy reads are so nice. Like easy, good reads are so nice.
So people like this book. What other books should they check out?
I
I
didn't
really don't
have
have.
specifics. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead,
I was
Amanda.
going to say, I didn't have specifics. I was thinking more author, which you said Aurora, but then I was thinking also Natasha Madison and then even Bella Matthews. Like that Bella Matthews book that we read for Sip and Discuss reminded me very much of this style of writing. So I just kind of had those listed.
Yeah, I just did authors too, because Ilse Madden Mills, she has a similar style. I mean, even Sarah Ney, who I haven't loved the last like few of hers, but there's a similar style to it. Tia Louise.
Tia
Oh,
Louise,
yeah.
I think, even like Lainey Davis, she has like a Wake Up Married in Vegas. Those Kylie Scott books that are the band
Oh, yeah.
books, is
The
it,
Dive.
is Dive
The
book
Dive.
one?
Yeah. The
Or is
band. Yeah, I
Lick
think so.
book one?
Dive.
What, the first book in that series starts with a Wake Up
Wake Up in
Married in
Vegas.
Vegas. There's something about that trope, because Lindsay said it's her kryptonite. There's something about that trope that no matter what, it sucks me in.
Yeah, I always like it.
I got a blind date with a book this weekend, and I was like, it was $10, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna get it because it sounds interesting. But then it wound up being a Get Married in Vegas situation, and it's a second chance romance, and it's not spicy. Like the author, it's Sarah Adams, the rule book, and it's like
Oh,
not spicy,
yeah.
but like she's his agent, and she's the football, he's the football player,
She's fade to
and
black, right?
no, not in this one. Well, maybe it was fa a little, it wasn't very, I mean, it was like.
Very tame.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it
I
was
don't think she's
good.
not closed door, but she's definitely not in your face.
But it's enemies to lovers. He hates her because
Love
she
that.
dumped him in college and he doesn't know why. And it was just like, it was like every, like I read that and then I went to this and I was like, I have complaints, but also the chill.
It's so funny because I worked at the bookstore on Saturday, and one of the things that Brit sells a lot of is blind dates with a book, especially people who read a lot. They'll pick those up because, you get surprised, you try new authors. And the amount of times that girls pick the book up and then look at the trope list and they're like, I'm afraid this is a book I've already read. So then they'll pick a
Yeah.
random trope they don't read a lot of in hopes that it's a book they haven't read. And I said, you know what? I should buy one. I think that would be fun. And Britt goes, don't. Don't you buy a single one. And I was like, what
Because
does that
you
mean?
told her all the ones to put in
Because
there.
you,
Yeah.
yeah, you've read them
Because
all.
I curate her stock list of what she should be buying. And she's like, I'm fairly certain you've read 99% of what's on the shelf. And I'm like,
Honestly, does
okay.
Brit just listen to the show and break down like the books we talk about?
Sometimes, but mostly she'll just be like, I got a random text from her, and I actually almost sent you a screenshot of it, Amanda, because I knew you would laugh about this. She sent me a random text late on Saturday night. She's like, I need urban fantasy, post-apocalyptic, why choose romance? What you got? I was like, Tessa Hale. Just read Tessa Hale. And it was for her husband. And Ben actually texted me the next morning. He's like, thank you. I'm halfway in and cannot stop. I'm like, you're so welcome.
I know. I still haven't read the last series. I'm like dying.
But as soon as she asked that, I was, she's like, this one's going to be completely random, and I don't know that you would actually have a book rec. And
You're like, but I
it didn't
do.
even take me a minute to respond back. It's just like, okay, that's kind of creepy.
She
Well,
can
but the thing
blame
is, if you
me.
don't have a book a rec, one of us will have one.
Well, and that's just it. I was like, well, if I, and I told her that when I saw her Monday night, because we had our book club. I saw her Monday night, and she was like, I still can't believe you had that so quickly. I said, if I didn't have it, I said I would have messaged Amanda because she would have had some for us. But anyway.
Those are easy. Those are so easy to read.
Yeah.
Just,
Well,
yeah.
he
I'm going out
stole
and
her
I'm so
backup
worried. Speaking
Kindle.
of book club, I'm going to my first in-person book club tomorrow for a romance book that is not our book club. And I'm like, am I even gonna talk?
What book is
Because
it
like
though?
I don't even know that these are my I don't even know. It's The Odds of You by Kate Dramas. It's that one that I got like
Yeah,
a
but you liked that
ago.
book.
Yeah.
Eh.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it.
She says eh.
So you know what? I went to my first in-person book club in
Am I going to
probably
hate the book club?
10 years, on Monday night, and it was after dark. I don't really like to leave the house. And we had been with Ollie at the vet for most of the afternoon because the dude got an ear infection. And also, Michael didn't drive me. I had to drive myself to book club. So, like, there were
Oh my
all
God,
these.
the travesty.
It was like the trifecta of why I should stay home, right? Like,
Yeah.
drive myself, peopling, you know. Anyway, I am so glad I went. Also, like, the amount of times I got called a freak. Book club because I would be. Well, the one girl that was sitting next to me, I said something and I was like, oh my God, don't you love a Minotaur? And she's like, oh my God, I do. So we started talking about Minotaur books and we talked about Kraken and she's like, oh my God, I just read this dragon one where he had a demi penis. And I'm like, isn't that amazing? Double penetration with one person. And the woman next to me looks at me and she goes, you're a freak, aren't you? And I'm like, maybe. I don't know.
It's not like you're trying that at home.
Right. Also, and then I said, but I read a door shifter. And then the girl and I that she likes Minotaurs, we were talking, she had read Squeak and just
Okay.
finished Squeak 2 and loved it. So she wanted more Omegaverse. But then I asked her if she had read the Kool-Aid Man book because that is phenomenal, glass penis and all. And again, the lady next to me is like, are you scarring children? I'm like, no. I'm not
Yes, on a
reading this
daily
to
basis.
children. Mine are not
That's
children, they're
what, you
adults.
know, I really wish that I had the peach coloring page. That's how I made a lot of friends in Kentucky.
It's true, you did.
Well, Leah could send you the PDF and you
It's
could print it out.
tomorrow. It's tomorrow. I'm getting an emotional support burrito after. I'm very excited about that.
Okay.
It'll
Well,
also
pick
make
up
sure
an
I'm on
emotional
time.
support latte when you get there because there's like a coffee
Can
and
you drink while you're there? Because you may just need a margarita or
an
something. Then
espresso
we could drive
martini.
all the way across the city.
Can you make Charlie take you? Because I feel better when Mike drives me places.
Charlie has plans and cannot take me.
Stupid plans,
But he
Charlie.
would if he could.
Probably not.
And Amanda's like, do not ask me. I'm not leaving the house.
I have way too much going on this weekend. Tomorrow is a solo night at home.
You'd
We
have
are
to
we're busy
wild
all
day, and then you
weekend.
would be jet lagged and grumpy
So
by the time you're here to
I'm
drive
gonna
me.
spill a
So.
secret, and it's gonna get me in trouble today. I had to take Mike back to work after he had lunch, and I went and got secret Taco Bell and had Dorito tacos for Sydney when I picked her up
Nice.
from the donut. I just needed some quiet time alone. I sat in the car for like an hour. Just I finished the book. I doom scrolled some TikTok, and I
You
ate
felt good
my.
after that, didn't you, though?
I did. I got a lot done, and then I almost forgot to pick Mike up from work today because at 4:58, he's like, "Are you coming to get me?" I'm like, "Oh, shit." Well, then I got
Good
really.
thing you live like 3 minutes
Yeah.
away.
Well, because I was getting angry about the is contemporary romance dead thing.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a Substack coming out tomorrow morning because I was putting my anger into
Did you
words.
temper
Maybe
yourself?
just yes.
Can't wait to read that. Yeah.
Amanda's like,
I
nope.
love the Substack
I
so
was I was
much.
busy today and I saw that and I was like, do not engage, do not engage, get off the internet.
Walk away.
Oh, you know what I did? I deleted Instagram off my phone. It's only on my iPad. 10 out of 10 recommend.
Smart.
I saw some people do that with all their social media apps and like put everything on their
I
iPad and
did.
then
I
so
did
they don't
that.
have it when they leave the house.
That's smart.
I
It
did
is
that. It
smart.
is life-changing. I should do that. Because I have the 15-minute timer on everything, and I was just like, ignore, ignore, ignore. And I was like, this is not the
Yeah.
point of the 15-minute timer. We gave ourselves a year with the 15-minute timer, and no more. You have lost phone privileges.
It's
But I
fair.
also forget to bring my phone with me when I leave my house because the battery is always dead and it's on the charger.
That
So,
feels like a
that
story of your life
changed.
there, friend.
It really does.
I'll be really honest, like social media, everything just feels hard right now for me.
Yeah.
So I'm not really good about being on things. I'll look at stuff when people send me things, but have not been great about DMs or anything like that. I'm sorry. I apologize. If you're waiting for a response from me, send me an email. It's just a little easier
Yeah.
for me to
Or if you need something, you can reach out to one of us while
Yeah.
she's busy.
Bring that to Discord to discuss. I never
Yeah.
engage. I think Jen Ellen must be talking about the.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She
All the
just takes.
contemporary, to
Yeah.
be honest.
Okay, so that's a wrap on this episode. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into The Proposal by Adriana Locke and our weekly weather report. We'll
Yeah,
be
they're not going
back.
away anytime soon,
We'll be back
friends.
Sunday night, 9 p.m., right here on the YouTube and then in your podcast feed. I misspoke over in Discord yesterday. Our episode on Sunday is not about publishing lines. To discuss that, that's in 2 weeks, I think. Yeah, that first Sunday in March is when it is. So this Sunday, we're actually talking about the perfect number of books in a series. And series that we refuse to accept any criticism on or that we love. So that's what we're talking about on Sunday. Next week, we will be here live 9 p.m. Wednesday with author Ashley Bennett to talk about Muscles and Monsters, which I'm so excited about. Because who doesn't love monster romance? Apparently, Grumpy Old Ladies of
Apparently, the
Book
person
Club.
who sat next to you at that book
Right.
club.
Right? Anyway, thank you everyone for hanging out with us. Until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.